From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here are some readers' comments to an article that's online today, an article which claims that, and I quote, "Cracks are beginning to appear with many analysts and political experts questioning the official story about 9/11. A reader from Canada named Noor cites a Canadian documentary and writes, "The Twin Towers bombings were pre-planned. It all happened because of some quarter's hatred for the Muslims in the U.S. and the U.K. A reader named Lane from Germany adds this, "Few believe the towers were done by CIA. They're convinced that Bush and the Jews let it happen so they could finally attack the oil reserves." And Ab from the UK calls for an independent inquiry into 9/11 carried out by experts from different countries of the American version of events. Ab writes, "It don't add up." There is a body of opinion, especially among Muslims, that the 9/11 Commission notwithstanding, and videos purporting to show Osama bin Laden proudly taking credit notwithstanding, there is a body of opinion that bin Laden, al-Qaeda, and a couple of dozen young Arab men did not fly into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. How many people regard that basic plot outline as a fraud? Well, Andy Cohut, who's director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, once put this question to Muslims in several countries.
Do you believe that groups of Arabs carried out the attacks against the United States on September 11th, or don't you believe this?
What kind of answers did you get?
Surprisingly, we had an overwhelming number of people say, no, they did not carry out these attacks. In Indonesia, 65% said no. In Egypt, 59%. Turkey, 59%. In each of the five Muslim countries in which we conducted a survey, majorities said no. In Europe, in among four different subpopulations of Muslims, majorities said no. And in Nigeria, the only place where there was close to an even division of opinion about this, I was flummoxed by this question. It's one that the Gallup organization had asked in January of 2002, soon after the attacks. And I put it on our questionnaire just to check whether Muslims had a different view. And it surprised me that they were as much of the view that this did not happen or that Arabs did not carry out these attacks as they were back then.
How recently have you seen figures like that showing majorities of opinion in various Muslim countries not believing that Arab young men carried out 9/11?
Well, this survey was conducted only a few months ago. It was conducted in April and May. So this is pretty much current opinion.
Andrew Cohut, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're quite welcome.
That's Andrew Cohut of the Pew Center speaking to us from Washington. Now to Ayman Safadi, who is editor of the newspaper Al-Ghad in Amman, Jordan. Mr. Safadi, when we hear these poll results, which imply that people in countries like yours, a majority of them don't believe in the basic plot line of 9/11 as Americans understand it, what should we think?
Well, I would tend to think that the position of the people has changed. Initially, you did have people who sort of said that it could not have been al-Qaeda who was behind those terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. But I think now the majority of the people, based on our own reporting and our own reading of the situation, do believe that al-Qaeda was behind it. And Osama bin Laden came out publicly and admitted to having been responsible for those attacks. However, you do have a number of complex issues that come to play whenever it comes to situations regarding al-Qaeda, relations with the West, relations with America and Israel. A part of it is probably a conspiracy theory. This is a part of the world where conspiracy theories abound. And it could be explained in a culture of escapism somehow, that people do not want to come to terms with the harshness of the reality, and therefore they escape into conspiracy theories whereby they try to blame a lot of problems that happen onto others. The other part is probably it's a defensive position whereby people feel that the accusation of al-Qaeda as being behind the attack is a ticket for the West America in particular to launch a war on terror, which they understand, a lot of people understand, as a war on their identity, on their culture.
So if I understand you right, among the 53% of the Jordanians who were asked the question, do you believe that groups of Arabs carried out the 9/11 attacks or don't believe it? 53% said they don't believe that. You would say some of those people might in fact believe it, but might for other purposes not say that at that moment.
That's correct, because I think their response would probably be rooted in them fearing that their answer would be used to justify the war on terror. And I think the war on terror has failed in trying to convince Arabs and Muslims that it's a war that will serve their common interests, because terrorism is the enemy of Islam as much as it is the enemy of the West. So probably they're afraid that the West would try and use this information to justify the war on terror and probably expand it and probably threaten more their culture and identity.
Mr. Safadi, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you, sir.
That was Ayman Safadi, who is editor of the Al-Khad newspaper in Amman, Jordan. We also heard from Andrew Kohut, who is director of the Pew Center.